Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is business and life is business also, isn't it? Everything really is the business. It's the business of the business and it's the business of life. And there are lots of comparisons we can make. There are many. Well, we can turn around and we can say that it's a holiday weekend and we're all really pleased to be able to have an extra day off. And we're pleased to be able to spend time with family, and we're home and it's 90 degrees out, hottest day of the year. It's the holiday. It's Saturday morning. And what happens? We're looking forward to a couple more days and the air conditioner goes out and we can't believe it. We go to the thermostat and we turn the air conditioner on and off, and we think it's, you know, is the battery bad in the thermostat? What is it? The air conditioner's out, and we are in an absolute panic. I'm not going to spend 3 days in this house with the temperature being 90 degrees. So we call the air conditioning company, and we say, we need you now. Not Tuesday morning. We need you now. Well, you know, there will be an extra charge because it's a holiday weekend. We say, I don't care. Come and fix it. I can't live under these conditions where the house is going to be 90 degrees for 3 days. I want it fixed now because it would be insane, absolutely insane, not to pay the extra charge. Or we come in the morning and we turn our computers up and it's blue screen. There's nothing there. Now, we know we've backed up our computers, so we're not worried about the data, but we can't really function as a business. We call the computer people up and we say, you know, we've been your customer for X number of years and we have a computer problem and you can't tell me you'll be here next week. Because if you're going to show up next week, I'm going to find somebody else to take care of my IT. It would be insane not to have computers. Absolutely insane. But yet there's so many insanities we have in our business. You've got to stop the insanity in your business. When things are not going well, we have to analyze why they're not going well. We have to be on it. We have to take care of it. If we have an employee who's not doing their job, we can't say, well, we'll give them 27 different chances and maybe they'll get it right. No, that would be insane. Everything depends upon everybody else. If someone's not doing well, then we have to absolutely get into action and either coach that person, find out why, what's going on, is it their fault, what's the reason, is it their inability to do the work, are we giving them too much work, are we in a position where we need to find someone else for that position. Maybe move that person to a position where they're more qualified. Don't let the insanity of business drive you crazy. Don't let it put stress on you, because the more you don't deal with things, the more you don't put yourself in a position of absolutely finding the solution to the problem, the more stressed you are, the more stressed everyone else around you is going to be. They're going to be insane too. Symbolically speaking, of course. They're not going to want to come to work. Nobody wants to work in an environment that's unpleasant. You got into business because you wanted to do it your way. You can't let these problems keep you from being profitable. Deal with them. Look at them. Don't have the same ones over and over again. Yes, problems are inherent to business. No question about it. But if you deal with the same things over and over again, you can't be creative. You can't create strategy. You can't grow your business. So the best we can, let's get the insanity out of our business. Let's be thoughtful. Let's think about how we're going to do things. And let's build a fantastic business. And let's have the best year we've ever had. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.